She had no hypertension, but she's in her late 60s. She clearly is a woman who has a higher risk of cardiac toxicity based on that data set. And the other...
Could you kind of clarify, though, when you say increased risk, what are the actual numbers you would give to a patient?
Well, if you look at the differences in women, overall, the risk of cardiac toxicity might only be in the 4+ a little percent.
So when you say cardiac toxicity, we're talking about congestive heart failure.
Clinical congestive heart failure. And so even though the risk is not very high compared to the benefit you're getting with the Herceptin, in women who are at higher risk, that risk could go up to 13%. And so that would be an unacceptable risk. And I think since I have seen completely unpredicted true congestive heart failure that's taken 8 months to recover in a woman in her 40s, I think you have to be very cautious.
So you saw this woman since December when Slayman presented
yes.
the data. Interesting. Now, particularly in view of the challenge there in communication, did you actually go into this thing about the heart failure and all this stuff with her?
We did. We said, you know, her sons were there too who understood English, but we discussed the fact that the non-anthracycline regimens were newer, little less data. But given her age, that it would be a safer treatment for her. And of course, they're very interested in safety. So that's the regimen she's received. And despite the fact that getting her to take her nausea medicine and doing the things the way we want to has been a challenge, she's done very, very well with her treatment. So she's already now out to her fourth cycle.
I guess one of the interesting sort of theoretical advantages of this regimen, the TCH regimen, is the Herceptin gets started right away. Whereas in the other regimens, you have the anthracycline, you don't give the Herceptin, and then you do the taxane and Herceptin. So there's a little bit of a delay there.
It's true, although indeed HER2-positive breast cancer is very anthracycline sensitive. So the data is equivalent because of that. So it doesn't appear to matter that you start the Herceptin a little bit later.